You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday morning, June 29th. And what a great way to start your day with the Word of God and prayer. And it is a joy this morning. I get to, I have the privilege of introducing our newest KFUO staff, our worldwide KFUO staff, our newest producer, Sarah Gulseth. Sarah, welcome.
Hi, Andy.
Good to have you in studio. You're in studio a lot here, but
I am.
I don't think we've had you on mic yet here in studio. So welcome.
Not live.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I've been on World Lutheran News.
That's
Digest.
Today.
Today and last week.
Oh, last week. I missed last week.
You weren't here last week.
Sorry. I missed last week. Well, welcome, Sarah.
Thanks.
So glad to have you here. You've been here, what, almost 2 months now?
Almost.
2 months.
About 6 weeks.
Our newest producer, but you get to do a little bit of everything.
I do.
Your, chief responsibility, one of your main responsibilities, social media and web content management. So for all of our listeners who go to our website to get the audio archives, or if you're getting them through iTunes or other places, if you're on the RSS feed getting them as podcasts, then, well, if you're not doing that, you should take advantage of it, listeners. But it's great because you can listen on demand in a number of ways from our website, through iTunes, places like that. But Sarah is the primary person responsible for getting those posted and doing a great job of getting those up in a timely manner now. And we really appreciate your work. But you come to us with kind of a vast background of experience.
I do.
You tell us a little bit. You grew up in Michigan, right?
Yep. Right outside Detroit, in Dearborn, home of Henry Ford.
I have been to
Greenfield
the,
Village?
Yes.
Yeah.
Neat place.
Very cool.
Did you go there a lot as a kid?
A lot. Yeah, I lived a mile from there.
Oh, wow.
So we went there a lot.
It's a neat place. There's so much history there.
Super cool.
And yeah. If you haven't been there, it's a neat place to check out just outside of Detroit.
Yeah.
A lot of history and just a fun place for the family to get out and explore outside, see some, well, what life was like, how many years ago?
Well, there's different areas of different time periods.
That's true.
Yeah. There's really old stuff. There's newer stuff. There's the outside village when it's warmer outside, and there's the museum for when it's cooler. So there's a whole bunch to see there.
So when you were a little kid romping around at the village there, did you ever think that you would be a producer at Worldwide KFUO?
Nope.
Thought ever crossed your mind at
Not
any
at
point
all.
In life until
nope.
a couple months ago?
Nope. Never.
So grew up in Michigan.
Yep.
And went to high school there in Michigan
as
well.
Yeah, Lutheran Westland.
And then you went off to Concordia University.
Yes. One in Chicago.
Right. A very good choice.
Of course.
We have some great schools in the Concordia University system. Concordia University Chicago, formerly known as Concordia University River Forest, which is what it was when I attended there.
I have a water bottle that says River Forest on it. Yeah.
Now, by the time...
prized possession.
By the time I got my second degree there, well, technically it was my third degree, second degree from Concordia, it was Concordia University Chicago.
Yep. Yeah, that changed right before I went. I think it was the second or third year.
Yeah, right around 2007, 2008, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Still, it's in the same location. They were just trying to help those who are not familiar with the institution understand where it is. Because when you say River Forest, not everybody knows
where
River Forest, Illinois is. Sometimes they think that it's out in the middle of nowhere, but
it was at one point.
It was a long time ago. But it wasn't in River Forest.
Well, that's true.
It was Concordia Addison, Teachers College in Addison, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a sweatshirt or a hoodie that says Concordia University River Forest. I have one that says Concordia University Chicago. I'm thinking I need one that says Concordia Addison.
You should just make one. I don't think they
weren't popular when it
probably
was.
Probably not.
Hoodies and sweatshirts weren't really popular when it was in Addison.
Just make one.
I think students probably dressed a little more formally when when it was at Concordia in Addison. Well, the institution has certainly come a long way. What did you study while you were at Concordia University Chicago?
Graphic arts and exercise science.
Graphic arts and exercise science.
Yeah, not related.
I think they are. I think they are. But that yet remains to be seen. We'll have to unfold that. We can't give it away all in one segment here on His Time.
Of course not.
So why graphic arts? Why exercise science? What led you to those? Why were you interested in both of those?
I originally went in as a freshman for exercise science. I wanted to do personal training, you know, get into the healthy living field at a YMCA probably, which is where I ended up after graduation. But then around my sophomore year, I realized I had to have a certain number of credits to graduate. And so I figured I would add another major because why not?
Why not?
Why not?
So why graphic design?
Well, I mean, when I was a little kid, I would be drawing on everything. Mm-hmm. I think my parents still have my artwork hanging in their kitchen.
Proud parents.
Yeah, sure, because it was so good. So I decided to do art because it was something I really enjoyed doing. And I loved the major. I think I may have actually liked it more than exercise science. And that's actually what I'm using now here too. So
absolutely.
We have
appreciated the work that you've done here already, helping us with improving our website and our social media. For those who are following us on Facebook, by the way, if you're not following us on Facebook, you should. KFUO Radio on Facebook. It's the place to follow us. You probably have noticed in the last month and a half or so that, well, our presence on Facebook is a little more, well, it's a little bit serious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little more active.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of good content on there.
It's been fun.
Yeah. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
So so you can follow us on Facebook if you're not following us and see some of the work that Sarah's doing. Now, others of us post on KFUO Radio on Facebook as well, but Sarah's doing a great job of keeping us doing it more regularly, keeping us posting more regularly. So we appreciate that. And so certainly, yes, your graphic design background has been very helpful there. And some of the materials are KFUO gear that we hand out at events as we're getting ready to go to the LCMS convention, the Synodical Convention in Milwaukee, helping us prepare for that. And the National Youth Gathering, helping us get ready for that, getting some gear ready for that as well. We have some fun stuff. If you were going to the LCMS National Youth Gathering in just a couple of weeks, man.
Soon.
If you're going to that, we have some fun stuff, some fun KFUO gear. I'm not going to give it away just yet. I'm not going to tell everybody what it is. But if you're a youth or an adult going to the LCMS Youth Gathering, I am going to be there. And come visit me at the KFUO booth on the... I forgot what the name, it's like an interactive floor, I think is what, I would call it an exhibit hall, but there's more education to it than just exhibits. So there's a lot of interactive learning, I think is the name for it. So come visit the KFUO booth there and see and get some of the cool KFUO gear. I've got one right here, but I'm not going to tell what it is, but it's something you'll use every day.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using the prototype here for some time now, and it was really nice. It was really handy on vacation. Carried it with me all the time.
Should make a little ad for it.
I could.
You're doing a good job.
But I'm not going to give away what it is. You got to come to the gathering to find out what it is. Or follow us on Facebook.
Or that. Always follow us on Facebook.
Absolutely. So exercise science and graphic design.
Yeah.
We haven't put the exercise science to use yet much.
Not yet.
But
I'm expecting it down the road.
I have a feeling you're going to have me doing jumping jacks in between segments here this morning.
Or burpees.
Morning.
Burpees are fun.
Oh, man.
I love them. Reverse burpees.
You love them or
too.
You hate them?
Both.
Yeah.
But I have a weird sense of what's fun.
It's kind of like running. It's like running. When I'm running, I don't necessarily love it.
Yeah.
Unless I'm running on a really cool trail and it's beautiful.
Well, you're distracted by how much you
and it's not. And it's not 98 degrees outside. That's when I love running, or when I'm done, that's when I love running.
Oh, of course. Post-exercise libations.
Yeah, I guess there's, well, you know, what happens when you're done with exercise, it like causes endorphins to be released in your body and make you feel good,
makes
right?
Makes you feel good. Yeah, the post-exercise high.
See, there's your Wednesday motivation. Get out and exercise from...
Because it feels good. That's great.
Because it feels good. It makes you feel good. It does
and
a lot of good things.
And it's good for you, too.
It does a lot of good things for you. I always appreciate it when I go for a check-in or something at the doctor and they check my heart rate and they always ask, are you a runner? So, well, I'm more a swimmer than a runner, but why do you ask? And they say, because your pulse or your heart rate is like
really
nice and slow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like slow as in like I'm almost dead? No. I didn't realize how much of a difference that makes in your body when you do that consistently.
Yeah, it's huge.
So there's your Wednesday motivation from our exercise science professional and producer, Sarah Gulsa. What has intrigued you most about coming to KFUO and your work here at KFUO?
Intrigued me.
When you accepted the position
We
said we think you're the person for this work that we have at KFUO, and we'd like for you to join the team here at KFUO and work with us in the Lord's work. And you accepted that. What was it about this position that you said, I think this could be a good match?
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of stuff, and I like, and that's an understatement. I mean, I shouldn't say it's never the same thing, because there is definitely a routine to what I do, posting things on the website and on Facebook, and, you know, there's a lot of schedules, but it's so much of a variety of things. You know, yesterday I was recording in the studio, and then I'm posting stuff online and playing and, you know, audition, and then I'm designing stuff, and then I'm doing video, and, you know, It's a lot of variety, which I really enjoy.
When you were studying graphic design and exercise science, and just a student, also a musician as well.
Yes.
I should have added that too.
Yeah.
Did you study music while you were at Concordia a little bit?
No, I didn't. Well, I took a singer's diction class, which was actually quite
very
enjoyable.
Helpful.
Oh yes, quite. I can read other languages like I know what I'm doing, but I have no idea what I'm saying. It'll sound like I do, but
sure.
Yeah. But I sang with cappella. At Concordia.
That's the large choir at Concordia, right?
The touring choir,
yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think we have some of their music in our library too. I have to find some.
You should.
Bring that out.
Yeah.
Wow, so a musician, yep. An artist.
Cyclist,
oh yes. I would.
Can't get off of here without talking about that.
Yeah, that would be a shame if I neglected that.
It would.
The one KFUO staff member who does not drive to work.
Correct. I've driven 2 days since I've been here.
2 days.
Two days.
In two something months.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bikes to work.
I do. It's fun.
I'm impressed. So you get your workout in with just that alone.
I do. It's only 13 miles though, run.
Only 13 miles.
Only 13. So... yeah, I end up staying here and doing some strength some nights of the week too, getting into that routine.
Isn't that nice that there's a fitness facility here?
It's really nice.
A lot of people, you know, kind of, I'm sure might question, why is it worthwhile to have a fitness facility on site at your workplace?
Yeah,
but
it is.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's motivating to get that exercise in because it's one less stop on the way home or on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
When you have it here, it's a nice facility. It's adequate and it's got enough equipment in it to get in a pretty good workout.
Yeah. Got some free weights.
Yeah. Free weights and some bikes and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, this has been like the healthy Wednesday morning discussion.
But we had bacon.
I wasn't going to tell everybody we had bacon this morning.
But we did. And it was delicious.
Yeah. Bacon smells so good, and
it's
always a temptation for me in the morning, and I gave in this morning.
Hey, everything in moderation. That's what my grandma said.
Got some bacon this morning, and so that's my motivation, too. Now I'm going to have to go for an extra run this afternoon, right?
Sure.
No, bacon's not that bad for you.
That's not terrible. It's not the worst thing in the world.
Except for the sugar in it.
Unless you eat, like, a pound of it at a time.
Not usually.
Not usually. Good.
Only one day a week do I eat, you know, a whole pound of bacon at a time.
That's impressive.
No, I don't eat a whole pound. You believed me, didn't you?
No.
All right. So enough about bacon. Doing great work here at KFUO, helping us with social media, helping us keep our audio archives posted, producing, helping produce with some new programs for Faith and Family as well.
Yep.
In the future here, and also involved with World Lutheran News with Kip, helping with that.
Yep.
And just learning all the ropes, a little bit about everything here at KFUO. Doing a great job. We're very happy to have you on board. Gonna stick around. Can you stick around for the next hour or two and hang out for the daily lectionary coming up in just a little bit? We're gonna study today. We're gonna head up to Connecticut.
Woo-hoo.
We're gonna study with Pastor Beinke, Robert Beinke, at St. Peter Lutheran Church in Norwalk, Connecticut. We were discussing this yesterday. Is that the correct pronunciation? Is it Norwalk? We'll have to have some folks from that town call in and let us know if that's the correct pronunciation. I'm guessing that there might be a more local way to pronounce it, but perhaps. Maybe I'm putting emphasis on the wrong syllable or syllable. Acts chapter 9 is what we're going to study with Pastor Beinke at St. Peter Lutheran Church in just a little bit. You're listening to His Time. Sarah, thanks for coming in this morning. We got more on the way.
Thanks, Andy.